Search efforts are ongoing at the site of the building collapse nearly 2 weeks ago at a condominium complex in Surfside, Florida. 32 bodies have been recovered from the rubble. 113 people are still missing. Jim Ingledew is a firefighter from Virginia Beach, now deployed as part of the FEMA response. We reached him yesterday at the site as he supervised those removing the debris. His team asks friends and family members questions about their missing loved ones.
Did they typically, you know, sleep at night, or were they day sleepers? Did they have children? Did they have pets? And we try to gather as much intelligence about the lifestyle as we can so that when we are breaking down through the rubble, we focus on those areas that we predict they are.
Chaya Lerner is a rabbi and licensed social worker in Miami. She's been at the site counseling families of the missing, including one family who later had the bodies of two loved ones recovered.
Someone asked me, you know, well, what do you do to help them right now? And the thing is, you really can't except to be there as a witness to what's going on. I mean, what can you do?
Maggie Castro is with Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. She's a firefighter and a paramedic. And part of her task is briefing the families at the site every day on the progress of the search effort. She joins me now. Welcome, Maggie.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I first just want to ask how you and other first responders are holding up. It's been almost 2 weeks of searching for people's loved ones in dangerous conditions.
As you can imagine, it's a difficult task, emotionally taxing.
Yeah.
But being able to spend time with these families and be there for them in whatever capacity they need has been extremely, I feel it's been extremely fulfilling for me. In such a time of such tragedy, to be able to be with them and just provide them something, even if it's just a shoulder to cry on, it's just really been like one of the best experiences of my career.
Help us better understand the current search efforts. What teams, tools, strategies are being used?
Yes, we have some teams from other states here, and they are doing the search at this time. We have teams from Ohio, Virginia, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and they're all helping out in the efforts to be able to locate these families' loved ones, to be able to give them some type of closure.
Right. How have things changed since Sunday's controlled demolition in the search and rescue efforts?
It's given us access to areas that we did not have access to before because of the condition of the building that was remaining. It was unstable. There was areas of the parking garage and a part of the area of the rubble that we were unable to access. And now with the building no longer being a problem for us, we're able to access every area of the rubble pile and able to search every single area that we had not had access to before.
But now you're dealing with bad weather, rain, wind. How has that affected things?
Yes, the weather has been a little bit of an issue. The rain is not so much of a problem. We can work through the rain. Mm-hmm. The wind, sometimes if it's extremely heavy wind, it may delay the use of some of the heavy machinery, the large cranes. But the problem is the lightning. Whenever there's a lightning strike within a 2.5 mile radius of the site, work has to stop by law for about 30 minutes. And if there's any additional lightning strikes in those 30 minutes, we have to pause an additional 30 minutes. So the lightning is really becoming the problem.
So it really slows things down then.
The lightning has. The rain makes conditions a little slick, but this is South Florida. We get rain all the time. So we can work through the rain.
So today marks day 13 since the collapse, and you spend a lot of your time with these families who are waiting for their loved ones to be found. Do they have hope that they're still alive?
We do have a lot of family members that have hope. And obviously, we're never going to say you shouldn't have hope. And we're not going to give up hope ourselves. We're always hoping for a miracle, but we do understand that with every day that passes, the chances of that happening becomes less and less.
What resources do the families need most urgently in this moment?
Right now, these families, what they need is closure. They need to be able to move on. And all they want is an answer. They have all the resources they need. They have everything they need here. They just need an answer, and that's what we're working 24 hours a day to try to get to them.
In the few seconds we have left, has there been anything you've recovered in the debris pile that sticks with you?
Personal effects are very difficult, especially ones that belong to children. Those are really those are really difficult.
Firefighter and paramedic Maggie Castro is with Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. Thank you.
Thank you.